Strap yourself in, because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallest Gas Podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate, and this week we have somebody remote on the phone with us. I've got a couple people here in the studio with me. And so first of all, let's say hello to Dennis. Welcome, Dennis.
Hey.
And then we also have a special in-person guest, Mr. Dr. Chris Fischiera.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
And on the phone, we have a Dell. Is it Mackey?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. Welcome, Dell. So Dell works for New Mexico Fast. So welcome to the podcast, Dell.
Oh, well, howdy, folks.
So, Dennis, I'm going to let you kick this one off. You're the one that made the connection here.
That's right. So we've been kind of focusing a little bit on New Mexico as part of our Rocky Mountain region, small business. You guys, they're messing with the mics. They're really messing me up. Just leave it alone.
Have to mess around. That's what we do.
The Rocky Mountain government contracting enterprise. And so we do want to kind of bring in some folks that are not necessarily in Colorado, but in some of the other Rocky Mountain states. And so we've been focusing a little bit on New Mexico the last few weeks, because if folks don't know, New Mexico has been exploding on the aerospace space arena. They now have Spaceport America, where Virgin Galactic has their headquarters for the USA, where they're doing all the tests down there for suborbital transportation travel. And then there's just a lot going on with Kirtland Air Force Base. We call it the Space Triangle. So Colorado, New Mexico, and California, that's kind of where all the prototype development, a lot of testing going on for space-based capabilities are kind of in those three areas. So we're trying to highlight some of the organizations and the companies that are down in New Mexico that are doing some great things. And one of them is New Mexico Fast. And I'm going to defer to Dell here in a second about what New Mexico Fast is. And then we'll talk about what they're kind of doing down there.
Well, I hope they're faster than your babbling here, dude. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. No, it's good. You set the stage. Appreciate that. So Dell, tell us. So I think you have a couple different jobs, right? You said you are a program manager for New Mexico Fast, and you also are your title being economic development. Tell me what you are. Arrowhead Center. You're an economic development.
Yeah. Arrowhead Center is part of the university. But go ahead, Dell. We'll let you talk.
Yeah, no worries, guys. So my real title is Economic Development Officer at Arrowhead Center. And Arrowhead Center is the entrepreneurial development arm of the New Mexico State University system, as well as being their intellectual property and tech transfer office. And across Arrowhead Center, there's a lot of different programs that help entrepreneurs and innovators try to get to the market, whether it's student incubators, whether it's alumni programs. And one of the programs that we do is called New Mexico Fast, which that's my secondary title is program manager.
And what's the FAST stand for?
FAST stands for Federal and State Technology Partnership Program. I realize that there's a couple extra letters on the end of that, but for the name of our program, it's just New Mexico Fast because right. we are a fast awardee, which is, you know, one of the SBA programs for people just don't get the SBIR and STTR programs. They need assistance. Let's create this opportunity to fund organizations to help people in their states. And so we just stuck New Mexico on the front of FAST and called it good and said, that's our program.
Right.
So it is New Mexico FAST. Is that, that's a program within Arrowhead Center, or is it a whole separate nonprofit or what?
It is a program within Arrowhead Center.
Okay. So it's a program that falls under Arrowhead Center. Arrowhead Center is, I'm assuming they're a nonprofit.
Yes, it is.
But through the university. So they're using the university basically to help get innovation moving in the state.
All universities are nonprofit centers.
Yeah, I know, but they stood up Arrowhead, and then part of that was FAST, and so they're using that all to help get innovation going and set up accelerators and all that kind of stuff. So that's where the FAST piece comes in.
Okay.
And they also have a great website, and I'll talk to get Dell to talk about that in a minute too, but they offer all kinds of counseling and videos and all kinds of things, right, Dell?
Oh yeah. We have a pretty good web presence because we have been a awardee from the SBA under their FAST program we just started our 7th year, back on October 1st, or technically September 30th. They get weird with how they break up the dates for the quarters or the fiscal year.
Right.
But yeah, over, 7 years, you go, well, what have you done? And it's like, well, we've done quite a bit. You know, we have a website that, you just mentioned, Dennis, that has a lot of resources. We have things like compliance matrices for every agency, proposal templates. We have a YouTube channel with an ungodly amount of videos that most people will find kind of boring because it's straight information. We try to liven it up a bit. And then, we do events, workshops, like our upcoming Innovation Summit, which is, free and virtual, which will be December 15th. We'll have panel sessions about SBIR and STTR. So what are some tips and tricks for wins? What are actually our data rights? Because nobody understands data rights, mm-hmm. either from the business side or even a lot of times the government side. And then the ability for people to schedule one-on-one sessions with agency program managers from like NIH, NSF, Navy, Army, Air Force, a lot of those, what are those really great contracting opportunities that people need to be aware of? And what's that first step for, oh God, I got to talk to a TPOC because I don't know if this is an actual fit. I need to get some validation here.
And how long have you guys been doing that summit? I've been following you for several years, and I was trying to get down last year, but it didn't happen. How long have those New Mexico FAST events been occurring? Several years now, right?
Yes. So the summit, this will be our 5th one. The first 3 were actually live, and I guess you can just call it in person, right, in Albuquerque. We had some really good attendance for it, some great opportunities. But when you're centered in a state, usually you just draw people in from that state. And then because of COVID last year, we switched it to virtual, and it was really great because, well, it was great on attendance side, not so great on the management side, because all of a sudden we had people from 44 different states and like 510 attendees. And that's yep. like, oh my God, how do we keep all these balls up in the air? And that's why this year, because of, still ongoing stuff with COVID and not knowing what the landscape was going to be in December for can we have physical events, we decided to keep it virtual.
Is that going to be from now on, or are you guys thinking about having in-person, a hybrid in the future?
It'll definitely be hybrid in the future. Yeah. The only reason that it was virtual again this year was, to be perfectly blunt, we just weren't sure if the governor was still going to be allowing in-person events in December, and we didn't want to have to do that. Okay, it's 2 weeks before the event. All of a sudden, we can't have this in person. That weird scramble.
Right.
So what's the name of the event? Again, just to make sure.
The name of the event is the New Mexico SBIR/STTR Innovation Summit.
December 15th, and it's virtual. So everybody in listener land, highly encourage you to attend. Even if you're in the game for a while, you're not new. If you're new to the DOD or want to get into the DOD, you government, really, it's not just DOD.
No, it's government.
You need to attend. And if you're in the space already, I would also highly recommend attending is, you know, there's always new information that comes out and all these agencies are going to be talking about kind of what's going on in their respective fields.
Well, so break it down. So,
yep.
And Dale, let me try to put my twist on it. So my assumption, this is going to, like Dennis just said, you're going to have government agencies presenting, hey, we've got an SBIR or an STTR coming up. Here's what it is. Here's what we're looking for. Is that a starting off point? Is that kind of how you guys do this?
Yeah. So I guess let me just dive into a little bit of history for the Innovation Summit. NAVC, Naval Sea Systems Command, they do an event every year in December, and I want to say it's Boston. And that's been something they've been doing for many years where they bring in program managers to kind of talk about, hey, these are the topics that just released. And the reason they do it early in December is that's right after the pre-release comes out for the .1.A, BAA. And a few years ago, they kind of figured out, well, it really sucks for people in like Hawaii or Alaska or California when we start this event at 8 a.m. Eastern. They've got to be up really early. Yeah. So they were looking for a host for a West Coast one. And they came out and visited us and we showed them what we could do and, kind of discussed it with the NAVC guys. And they're like, all right, well, yeah, let's start doing this. So it is really based off of what the Navy has been doing. And over the years, we've actually expanded that to have other agencies, other departments or service components within the Department of Defense, because, there's the 15 of them or so that participate in SBIR. And then, representatives from the federal labs, because New Mexico is home to a number of them, which actually serves us pretty well.
Right.
So we've just been continuing to grow it and going, okay, we need to have a better focus. We need to have more representation. We need to have better opportunities for people. But it's really built off of that backbone of the DOD wants to get information out about their topics and talk about it. And we've kind of changed the format of that a little bit. In the morning, we really focus on information panels. And in the afternoon, it's really about what the Department of Defense is doing. And last year and the year before, we switched it up a little bit where it used to be just an exhaustive dive into the topics. But if you're a small business, you're looking at the pre-release, you're going, hey, there's this one topic. Well, that one topic is buried in, 600 other topics. So rather than just having you sit there for 3 hours listening, waiting for that one piece of information or that one nugget, it seems to be more beneficial for the Navy to talk about why do they do this? How do they do this? What's their operation? What's their focus within these different program executive offices or, PEOs, which is how they arrange their topics and how they arrange themselves. And so that's what they'll be doing in the afternoon is talking about, this is how we operate. This is what you need to know about how we operate. These are the kind of problems we face. This is what you need to tell us to make us interested in what you're working on. And by the way, here's two or three really interesting topics under my PEO.
Right.
Okay. So it sounds a lot. So what I'm taking away from this, it sounds like a lot like what they used to do, at least here in Colorado, they used to do innovation or industry day with, everybody would go on base and they'd have an industry day with all the PEOs or all the program managers. And now Colorado's kind of moved to PTAC, the Procurement Technical Assistance Center, putting these events on every single month, and we call them government to business outreach, where it's you bring all of the primary government people in a room every single month. You sit down. Okay, here's what's coming up. Here's what just hit the streets, for contracts wise, and if you're interested, here's how you get into that information
and the points of contact.
Yeah, and you guys are kind of focusing on the SBIR, STTR stuff,
right?
It's part. I think a definition would be good for the audience that might not know what an SBIR or STTR is. Dale, could you give us that acronym?
Yeah. So SBIR is Small Business Innovation Research. STTR is Small Business Technology Transfer. And the best way I define it is these are the best opportunities out there for somebody to grow an innovative idea into a product without having to dilute their business or their idea, because they are non-dilutive. They are federal research dollars to make you go, can I turn this weird idea I had or this dream I had into something people want to buy?
How does, and then that, the company still maintains their IP then, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And it's, with the exception of STTR, because STTR, there's a, you have to have, an education back end, right? Or a university backing it, right? As part of it?
Well, you have to be working with at least some sort of research institution. And okay, that's one of the things that when you talk research institutions, people always focus on, well, you know, universities or college. But the definition of a research institution is an organization receiving research dollars from the government. So that also counts as, you know, the federal labs like Sandia or LANL and some of the other kind of weird one-off research organizations that are out there doing things like, I mean, I think in Arizona, there's one about mining. There's a lot of those. Hey, we have this thing that's actually really cool. And that's them. So that was the original purpose of the STTR, was there are these great technologies just sitting on the shelf because inventor, I'm going to make a broad sweeping statement here. So if anybody gets irritated about that, apologize.
We don't.
Call Dell.
Yeah. Inventors don't innovate, because there's a big difference between invention and innovation. Invention is, I think science can do this, let me research this. And innovation is, I think science can support this product, let me develop this product. And, you know, that's what inventors do. They stretch the bounds of science. They go, let me do this research. You know, now we've come up with this thing that's interesting and cool and nobody else has done it. You know, we'll go ahead and protect it. And then it just sits there because inventors don't want to create a business. They don't want to lose their cushy government jobs to, you know, a small business that they create that maybe it doesn't get to market. There are a lot of outside factors, because it's not that, you know, the science is bad or that, you know, this technology isn't worth it. And they don't want to take that risk. So that's why the STTR program was created, for businesses to come in and go, well, I can license that. I can create a product. I can actually move this to the market. And I always like to tell people kind of that little backstory, because you, under the STTR, you still have to be working with a research institution, but it's no longer a requirement that the IP is actually coming from the research institution. Right. If you need a lot more technical assistance, you need a lot more support, you need a lot more expertise that your business just doesn't have, the STTR program is a great opportunity, because the amount of funding and the amount of work you can put into your subaward, because you can have subawards under both SBIR and STTR. With STTR, it ratchets that up quite a bit. I always like to tell people the SBIR is about maximums and STTR is about minimums. Because the max on a subaward on an SBIR is 33% for everybody else that isn't the business. Now, the minimums on an STTR are 40% to the business, 30% to the research institution. And anybody that's a math whiz knows, well, 70 doesn't equal 100. Where does that other 30% go? And it goes to wherever you want. Whether it's more to the business, more to the research institution, whether you want to bring somebody else in, it's a great way to be able to go, I need a lot of help here. I just don't have the capability, but this can be something. Let me give 60% to the research institution rather than, you know, the 33 that can come in on an SBIR.
So I just want to clarify something. So you're saying as part of an SBIR, you also need to have a section go toward the research institute as well? I thought that was, it could be just solely business.
It can be solely business. Okay. It's, you have the opportunity to sub on an SBIR, and it's a requirement to have a research institution sub on an STTR.
That's what I thought. Okay. I just want to make sure we get that straight.
Real quick, back to the conference. So you have all these panels and these people coming in. Do you also offer, I know New Mexico Fast offers these services anyways, but during that conference, do you offer support, like, you know, how do you do proposal? How do you do, is that kind of stuff in there too? Or is it strictly, hey, we're meeting with the customers for the day? Cause really it's only one day event. So is that kind of the focus?
No, we've actually done both, in the past, and, you know, we're sticking with that formula this time because we'll have virtual booths. You know, they used to be physical booths, but this year they're all virtual booths for not only, you know, the federal agencies, for program managers to talk to people, but also support organizations like the New Mexico PTAC will have a booth there. FLC will actually have a booth to talk about what do we have? How do you work with us? Let's get this started. Let's start this conversation. Some of the other FAST awardees from other states, you know, because New Mexico's FAST has to deal mainly with New Mexico people. That's what, you know, the funding requirement is from SBA, but we'll have other states that will be participating as well that can say, hey, you're from, you know, Colorado, or you're from Arizona, or whoever gets me the information that I need to get their booths spun up, will be able to sit down with people from their state and start those discussions, start that assistance, and have that opportunity to go, okay, we started this. This is what you need. You know, here's my contact information. Let's continue this offline.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break here. When we get back, we're going to get to find out even more about New Mexico FAST and everything going on down in New Mexico. We'll be right back.
The Department of Defense has gotten very serious about cybersecurity. The DoD just passed a new mandate called the CMMC that all government contractors must adhere to. In the near future, you will not be able to do business with the Department of Defense unless your company follows the CMMC protocol. Devil Dog Cybersecurity partners with government contractors to create and implement robust cybersecurity solutions that meet the DoD requirements. Our team of engineers have a large depth of knowledge in the CMMC and the NIST 800-171. Solutions can be implemented in as little as 30 to 90 days, depending on the size and scope of the project. Best of all, DevilDog has an affordable pricing structure specifically designed for small to medium-sized businesses. The big question is your firm ready for a CMMC audit? Contact DevilDog Cybersecurity and receive a free vulnerability assessment with no obligation. Register for your free assessment at devildogcyber.com. DevilDog is here to make cybersecurity compliance affordable, fast, and painless for your company. DevilDog Cybersecurity is one of the few companies designated as a registered provider organization by the CMMC accreditation body. This means our solutions adhere to the complex standards and requirements of the CMMC board. Register for your free assessment at devildogcyber.com. DevilDog is here to make cybersecurity compliance affordable, fast, and painless for your company.
Welcome back to this week's Smallcast podcast. This week on the show, we have Del Mackey from New Mexico FAST / Arrowhead Center on the line. Welcome back, Del.
Hey, guys.
And of course, we got Dennis here.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I mean, hey, welcome back, Dennis. This is awesome.
There you go. I'm still here.
Chris actually walked out. So I don't know if that's a sign of what's to come. What's going on? No, Chris got pulled into another meeting. That's the way it always works around here. So,
hey, I did want to ask you about Arrowhead. So tell us a little bit about Arrowhead, Del. What's the function, purpose? What are you guys doing with that?
Sure. So Arrowhead Center is part of the New Mexico State University, the kind of entire system, because we help businesses all across New Mexico. And that's really what, so there's two functions for Arrowhead Center is entrepreneurial development. So how do we provide better economic impacts for the state? How do we help people kind of structure their business, get going, kind of find better opportunities, find their market niche? We have a lot of different programs that focus on that. And then it's also intellectual property and tech transfer. So how do we you know, market the technologies that MSU has in their portfolio? How do we kind of help protect those? How do we get those into people's hands so that they can turn that invention into innovation, like I was talking about earlier? And just across Arrowhead Center, we have a bunch of different programs that help people move forward. You know, we really focus on what is that next step that people need? What is that next step that people need to take? And can we help them take that next step? Because, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step.
Sun Tzu, my fave. Hey, so Arrowhead, if I want to work, if I'm a New Mexico company, does it have to be a New Mexico company? Can it be
somebody that wants to bring their business into New Mexico?
What? Who can use that service?
So the weird thing is it depends on the program that we have. Okay. Some of our programs actually touch other states. Some programs like FAST deal primarily with New Mexico. We have a new effort for a clean energy resilience and growth cluster that is going to be focused on New Mexico. Okay. But then we also help people figure out, is New Mexico a viable landscape for them to move their business to? What are the kind of, you know, incentive programs that New Mexico has? How do we get them into the ecosystem for New Mexico and get them into the kind of business growth profiles? So a lot of what we do really does focus on New Mexico, but there's other stuff we do that can touch the surrounding, you know, regional states like Colorado, Arizona, Texas.
So the Southwest. So Eric, oh my gosh, Nate and I, I don't know where that came from. Nate and I were, you know, what we're poking at, I think, is, so say I'm a Colorado company and I want to do some more in New Mexico, just because there's a lot of growth going on down there now. And, you know, I want to maybe get some students or universities to work with me too. Are you guys the point of contact for that? Is that what Arrowhead can help us do?
Yes. And well, let's say yes, and no. Yes.
Go ahead.
So we are a great contact for that. Okay. And being able to connect people to the university for, you know, finding student interns, finding, you know, innovation opportunities, things like that. And then there's also another department of NMSU that does kind of each of the colleges within NMSU has their own lead or their own contact person for, I've got this company, I really need some students. Do you have any student interns or, right, you know, who graduating that has some really great experience here? So we can serve as a really great, if not anything else, front door for people that go, hey, I've heard that NMSU students are really excellent in this field or this area or this domain that I need to hire people in. How do I, you know, get a hold of those students?
Right. And potentially collaborative research with grad students or whatever as well, or professors.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand the dynamic of how that all plays. Cause you know, we're always about promoting the ecosystem, we get a lot of calls every week about, hey, I'm trying to find a company that does this, or, hey, I'm trying to find a way to do this. And so that just helps us with our knowledge base, but also getting the word out about you guys. You know, as we've been doing this now for the last 4 years, we've determined that this ecosystem, while it is local, it is also regional and national. You know, as we start looking for teammates or opportunities or ways to get to, like you mentioned, the SBIR dollars to help us develop or refine these technologies, you know, how do I best do that? And as you know, the collaboration really between the government, industry, universities, academia, that is super key, and getting those kind of relationships built. And so we're always looking for, how do we do that better?
I always love that word, academia.
Academia.
Academia instead of education.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, that's one of the things that we always try to do is we love people contacting us. Even if we can't be your source of support, we'll find out who can, because you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head there, Dennis, is we are about supporting the innovation ecosystem across the entire U.S. because it's not a race. You know, right, each individual state has their own thing. They have their own people. But yeah, you know, okay, well, I helped the people in New Mexico. We're ahead of everybody else in the state. Hoorah. But, you know, you're running a race when you're standing there at the finish line waiting for everybody else to finish. It gets boring as hell. So we want to make sure that everybody's running at the same pace.
Yeah, well, and it's in the end, and we talk about this a lot, it's really about economic development. And as you noted, it is, again, local, regional, national. It's about building up the economic viability.
Did you hear what he said, though?
Yeah.
He said the same thing that you and I are, like, our favorite statement is that we never turn down a conversation.
That's right.
Right? I mean, we'll have that conversation. Even if we're not the end goal for a company to do X, Y, Z, we're going to have that conversation. And if we can help that company, you know, make their next step, great. If not, hey, at least we still had a conversation.
That's right. And we tried.
Yeah. And we do that actually quite often. We've built, you know, relationships with organizations from pretty much every single state that can help people move forward, whether it's innovation wise, whether it's, you know, economics wise, whether it's business wise. And we've had a lot of people because, you know, we have a pretty good web presence. I mean, we got a website that does decently and gets a lot of hits outside of New Mexico because all the resources we have are on our site. People can access them. That, you know, we don't go, hey, yeah, your IP says you're not in New Mexico. We're locking you out of downloading this file. And we've had people from Virginia, California, oftentimes Texas, you know, New York that reach out and go, you know, this is great. What you have, what you offer is really great. You know, who do I connect with? And it's like, okay, well, you're in this state, but let me do this. I've got this connection here. Let me get this warm introduction. Let me give them a call, let you know what, or let them know what you're looking for. How, you know, it's just like y'all said, how do we grow this ecosystem across the U.S.? Because that's going to be the future. That's right. Going to be where we need to go. And having this thriving just community across every single state is the way to get there.
Well, and we're taking a step towards that right now, right? Talking to each other.
Yep.
That's
one
step
right
there.
Getting the word out
about you guys. You guys can help us get our word out.
Yep. Well, our motto is network, collaborate, and grow. And that's really what we're doing right now and what you guys do too. So I do want to talk about a couple of things. We're going to have to drop in a few minutes here. But so website. We talked about the website a couple of times. We talked about, you know, go to the website so you can find out about the conference. What is the website for New Mexico Fast so they can find out all these great resources?
Sure. If they go to arrowheadcenter.nmsu, Nancy, Mike, Sierra, university.edu and then /NMFast. That'll actually take you to the NMFast page on the Arrowhead Center site. And then for the Innovation Summit, it's SBIR, Innovation Summit dot V as in Victor, Fairs, FAIRS.com.
Right. And you can probably just Google that as well. I think it's SBIR Innovation Summit and New Mexico Fast.
Yeah.
You can Google it too.
If you Google New Mexico Fast and we're not the top result, I really need to talk to our web people about our SEO.
Yeah, that's
and the Innovation Summit is 15 December. It's an all day event. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh yeah, I was just going to say starts at the platform will open up at 8 a.m. Mountain, close at 5 p.m. Mountain, and we have content going from 8:30 to 4:30.
Right.
Okay.
And the Smalls has a booth.
Hey.
I think if I worked it out right with Dell, we're going to have a booth.
Yes,
so you can visit us.
Got that spun up for y'all, and it is ready to go.
Okay, I'm excited.
Great.
This is going
to
be cool.
Well, I was hoping to get down. We're actually probably going to be there in Albuquerque.
So we're going to have a booth from the hotel or something?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, well, that's what the great part is. We can do it from anywhere in the world, right?
Yes.
Yes. That's the one good part about this.
And Dell, are you in Albuquerque? You're in Santa Fe, I'm guessing. Where are you?
I'm actually mainly located off of our Las Cruces office.
Las Cruces.
New Mexico State University is headquartered in Las Cruces,
right.
So that's where the physical building for Arrowhead Center is. But, right, you know, we're still under the, hey, we don't know what this environment's like. Everybody work remote, so I'm remote.
Well, we need to get to Las Cruces. We've been talking about it many times now over the last few months. We have to get down there.
The problem is it's further south, right?
It is farther south, yes.
It's not a problem. It's just
yes.
our schedule every week when we go down there is very tight and trying to make a trip south. How far south from Albuquerque is it? 2 hours?
That's about 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah, well, and it's always one of the funny things to hear people talk about geography and like New Mexico is, yeah, New Mexico is, I guess, one of the larger states.
Yes.
But I can drive across it in, you know, 5 hours from point to point. And I grew up in Texas, so people talk about long drives. I go, man, you ain't
gonna Oh, Del, yeah, you're speaking
we drive
the
crowd a lot.
Here. We drive a lot. Dennis and I, you know, I was just going to say we would definitely it's been on our list to try to make it down. The problem is we just got to figure out how many P stops Dennis needs between Albuquerque and Las Cruces. But yeah, no, well, trust me. I worked on island before, Hawaii, for 7 years, and it was very odd to me. People were like, oh, I can't believe you're going North Shore this weekend. And I'm like, yeah, it's like 32 minutes, right? And they're like, that's on the other side of the island. I'm like, I can drive around the whole island in an hour and a half. What are you talking about? That's my normal commute every morning.
Not anymore. It takes, with all the traffic down there, it's like hours. But okay, so Dale.
Well, I moved to Las Cruces and hanging out with people, they're like, oh, well, you know, we can't go to this bar because it's, you know, on the other side of town. And I go, on the other side of town is 10 minutes. Where I grew up, 10 minutes, I'm still in my same neighborhood.
The nearest grocery store, I grew up in North Dakota, Dell, so the nearest grocery store to me was 30 minutes away. So, yeah. This whole...
So Dell, just one real quick plug again, because we have to cut it here. We do want to put the word out about New Mexico Fast and the SBIR-STKR Innovation Summit, December 15th, a virtual and free event. If you are developing a technology, have an idea for a technology, want to get into the DoD space, it is a must-attend event. If you are interested in developing technology from what you're already doing, or you want to talk to some of these customers, then also check it out if you're an established government contractor. So, or even just not a government contractor, a service provider, check it out. And that's again, December 15th. It is virtual this year. So it's your lucky opportunity. You can attend from anywhere. It's free.
Did you say free?
Free.
Free. I just wrote down a note. I need to get a MIDI or an MP3 of somebody saying free, free, free. And then I'm going to just like play that whenever we know things are free.
No, let's not do that.
Yeah, I have cool ideas. Del, you did mention, so real quick, YouTube channel as well. Is there how do I subscribe to your YouTube channel? What is it?
YouTube.com/C/NMFast. Luckily, we have enough subscribers that I could set a custom URL and you don't get a jumble of letters and numbers.
Yeah. And they also post it on there. When you go to the New Mexico Fast website, they have a lot of the videos already on there. Yeah.
Well, you know, Del, if you want to spice up those videos a little bit, you know, you can always call Dennis and I and we can join you for a YouTube video or something like that. We'll spice it up for you.
Yeah, we could definitely do that. We make sure that a lot of our videos actually have visual elements. The videos, a lot of the tools, resources, even like we have a Canvas learning management system integration for kind of a self-guided, self-paced SBIR course. And I get a little bit of free rein because it's within my wheelhouse. So some of our videos have some very interesting things in them because I got to keep myself entertained.
Oh, we hear that. But so Mom always said I had a face for radio. It's not necessarily the case for YouTube. But Del, real quick, last thing. How do people get a hold of you? Do you want them just to go through the website or do you want to give an email, phone number or anything like that? Or
yeah, I can definitely give my email. You know, they can get a hold of me or Dana, who's our program director, through the website. If anybody has any questions, again, you don't have to be in New Mexico if you just want to find out more. We even offer monthly office hours where we'll talk with anybody from any state, kind of help them figure out whether these programs are good for them. So reach out to me. It's DelMacke because I messed up my email address when I came on at NMSU. So it's Dell Mac without the Y at nmsu.edu.
That's awesome. And honest, I like it.
Hey, you don't have to tell people that. You just tell me your nickname.
That's not even my nickname. That's the problem. I feel bad if I'm actively lying to people.
Well, yeah. One of these days, we'll have to tell you the Just Nate story. They make fun of me all the time. It's not Just Nate. It's Just Not Day. But, Dell, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for coming on board. And we will be talking with you on the side just because we're going to get ready for the Innovation Summit. So, with that, this is Just Nate signing off.
Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the SmallsCast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode.
See you at the next episode.